Wow, I've just walked into an office in Birmingham and it's Soshi Games. It looks like a games design studio and I've been really rude. I've just walked in and I've saw some people sitting at computers with code and all sorts of characters and things. It looks really exciting. And I've sat down, we've got Nathan and Aaron. And it looks like you two guys are doing some coding and some programming. Is that right?
Yeah, we're currently writing code for our upcoming game, Music Festivals, which is going to launch on Facebook sometime in December.
A Facebook game. So this could probably be a free game that people would download.
Yep.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can play it for free. There's premium items that you can pay for. But yeah, the game itself is free.
Okay. Can I ask, how long have you been doing this kind of thing, working for a games company?
I started here about 6 months ago as an intern.
Oh, right.
And basically since then, fresh out of uni.
Okay.
And been enjoying it, loving it so far.
So you've done it like 3 or 4 years at university, doing a course.
Yeah, I studied Java for 3 years at university.
Right.
Before spending about half a year looking for jobs, and then eventually stumbled across Soshi.
Right.
And started as free as an intern.
And was it the degree that you did?
Yeah, I did a degree in computer science.
Right. Yeah. And was that in Birmingham?
Yeah, it was right across the road at Aston University.
Oh, right. Okay. And Aaron, or Aaron, is it?
It's Aaron.
Aaron, yes. Yeah.
It's more or less exactly the same story. I graduated from Aston University, started here about 4 or 5 months ago as an intern, and graduated with computer science.
And you've learned to program in Java as well?
It was mainly Java, but there was a lot of other languages in there as well.
What other programming languages have you looked at? You looked at things like Python, any versions of C, C++, anything like that?
Very briefly.
Briefly?
Yeah, there was a lot of focus on Java and sort of web technologies.
But you found Java and you kind of think, well, yeah, you can use that. Yeah.
Well, since starting at Soshi, I've developed skills in a fair few different languages, mostly ActionScript, which is what our game is
right.
written in. Java was the core subject of university, but I found with the base knowledge of Java, I could learn almost every other language, JavaScript. I've started learning C++ recently.
Right.
So, yeah.
Now, some people say, like in school, you never get a chance to learn things like this. And what would you say to somebody? If there's somebody in school now and they want to learn stuff about this, but their teachers are not really interested, what kind of advice would you give to them?
Probably bad advice, but go online.
Yeah.
Basically, there's so many people online that teach programming and so many easy ways to get into it. I'm going to recommend a program called Unity, which is a free game developing tool.
Mm-hmm.
And you can download it, and there is so much support online for writing really easy games. And it's really immersive, really easy to use. And that's what I'd recommend for a learning tool.
So, Nathan, you're recommending Unity. Mm-hmm. Aaron, is there anything you'd recommend that people look at to learn?
Yeah, it's a similar thing. Yeah, it's really, you've got to take some initiative to get into an industry like this. You've got to take it upon yourself to learn the technologies. Unity is a good tool because you can use JavaScript or C
mm-hmm.
with it. Obviously, ActionScript and Flash are good skills to have in this industry.
So it sounds like you're saying if you basically sit back in your chair and expect that somebody's going to come and show you how to do that, that's not the best way to go about it.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, and good luck in your gaming futures. Thank you.
Thank you.